Blog Talk Radio.
People are emo in the league right now. Is there anything emo which stands for emotional, Chris, okay? And you're really starting to piss me the fuck off.
Episode of Off the Post with Notorious and Bell. We're bringing you on this nice long weekend. And how you doing today, Title? Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Sorry about that. I had my mic muted during the intro. Still feeling a little under the weather, but trying to hang in there and hopefully make tonight's games.
Yeah, I heard you're sick and... Do you have all your guys tonight, or are you shorthanded again?
No, we have everybody, but like last night, I was sat myself out and brought someone in, and we ended up, DeRozier ended up having to get a call and wasn't able to make it, so I had to get up out of bed and come and play.
Yeah, man, it's painful. I had the nice night off last night. It's a beautiful thing, you know, especially after having Thanksgiving dinner. Happy Thanksgiving to all the Canadians in the league. So today's show, we're going to be kind of going over the first week, and then we'll get into, I believe Mike's joining a little later, and he's going to talk about the survey, and he's going to release that at the same time, so we're going to have some reactions to that, and we're going to go through that, so it should be a good show. I mean, so, I don't know, it's up to you, Kyle. If you want to start it at the bottom or the top of the standings, and we can work our way through, or how do you want to do it?
Doesn't matter to me. We can go from the bottom up.
All right, sure. Let's start off with who's in last place after week one. I think we had it Sunday 2-2, so week one and Sunday. I believe it's the...
That would still be the Bruins, I believe.
It's the Blades, I think, isn't it?
No, the Blades won 1-1 last night, so they're 2-8, where the Bruins won 8-1.
So the Bruins fell down a little bit farther, I guess.
Yep.
So, yeah, the Bruins are 1-8-1 then after Sunday. What are we thinking about this team, man? I know there's been a lot of chat in the chat about it.
Yeah, they're just a team that can't get it together. They have nothing going for them. It's even to the point where hearing that their goalie is not very happy camper now. You know, he was upbeat all last week, was hoping that... things would be better, and I think after last night, was it? He had another rough couple games, and I think there were some players that Gladiator was saying didn't make it due to Thanksgiving and eating and stuff. But, yeah, they're definitely a team. I was surprised there wasn't no trades out of that team of any significance. I mean, I think they made one trade where they ended up getting a TC or something, but nothing that would... I think help improve that team.
Yeah, so that's just it. So, I mean, kind of what you've touched on, I think all they did was trade for a TC. I'm just looking up here quick. Yeah, they got Big Phoenix XP for a TC. I mean, I'm not quite sure how much that helps you. I guess maybe fills a little bit of depth, but by the sounds of it, doesn't really seem like they have very much depth. I know they were kind of going off about how somebody had to fill in last night, and that's why they lost or whatever. But for one guy's fault, in my opinion. So, but yeah, I expected these guys to do some trades this week. And I mean, short season, maybe this, if tonight doesn't go their way or the next couple, maybe they start making some moves. But something's got to change for this team. And I think maybe less talk about it and a little bit more just show it on the ice kind of thing.
I mean, this team is kind of like the next team we're going to be talking about that is really, in my opinion, they are what they are, and they're not going to really improve because there's nothing there that they could do to improve.
Yeah.
Unless they got someone that's just trying to drop a player or something like that, and they end up striking gold, but I don't see it happening at all.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I got a caller here. Let's just get this guy in. Not sure who it is. Might be Mike. Might be somebody else. Hey, caller. Gamer tag, and how's it going? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Vaguely.
Yep. Yeah, I got you. You guys can hear me all right?
Yeah, who is this? Is this Mike or?
This is Mike Mauger, Esquire.
All right. How are we doing, Mike?
Doing all right, fellas. How about you?
Hanging in there. We're just going over some standings and everything at the present time.
Yeah, man. Go for it.
So,
oh, hi.
I mean, it's up to you, Mike, if you want to jump in, just let us know. But, yeah, we're just talking about the Bruins and thinking about they need some changes. That's all I really got to say about them. I mean, people have noticed in my write-ups I've kind of been going with Gladiator a little bit, poking some fun at him and saying, you guys just wait, you know, here we are waiting. So, but,
yeah. No, I'll hang back and wait for you guys to wrap up your recaps and then we'll get the survey.
Yeah. Sounds good, man.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, Tidal, I don't know if you have anything else to add on those guys, or if we just keep trucking along.
We can keep going. Move along to the Blades.
Yeah, so the Blades are 2-8. Is that what we have here, 2-8 after last night?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. They're still losing. They did get a win last night. Seems like Hoots and Sleuths changed the game to take the Hoots, but he's now playing, it seems like. And the game scores don't seem too bad. But.
We actually lost to them last week. We had like a hogposh lineup, and they kept getting behind our D, and it cost us a fucking – I think we took them a little lightly. But I don't know. I mean, if they have that lineup every night, I was – actually really kind of pissed off at my D because I kept saying they're getting behind, they're playing, they're trying to get us on transition and nothing changed, and they kept just getting behind the D guys and 2-on-1 all night on Mason, and I mean, he did his best to keep us in, but you get enough of those, eventually he let some in,
no.
You know what I mean? But he was getting them all
That's
night long.
It. So, yeah, I mean, this is a team that, man, they have moves. It's one of those things where it's like, how much moves can they make, you know? I mean, they traded Renton for Rod Sidious. So, really, their two trade chips, in my opinion, are probably Rod Sidious now and then Blue Liner. But, you know, your asking price also has to be reasonable, too, at the same
time.
Yeah,
the asking price for Blue Liner, which I've reached out and I've actually had some talks, and they're looking for you to back a Brinks trucks up for you. And I love Blue, but that's not going to happen.
No, exactly. Especially for Blue, I assume, is more of like just to kind of solidify some of your backup role, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is another team. We'll see, I guess, if they can figure it out, or maybe they're just going to try and get through the season and go from there. But, yeah, there's not much. It's the problem with drafting friends, right? I mean, this is what happens when they don't work out. And we've seen it before, right? So it's not the first time. But, keep on rolling here. I mean, I guess the next – we got three teams that are tied 4-5-1. That's the Sharks, Ducks, and the Knights. We'll start off with the Knights here. You played them last night, I believe.
Well, I believe we have the Red Wing and the Hitmen tied for the Bird spot at 5-5 each. Before we move on to the 4-5-1 guys.
Yeah, but 4-5-1 is lower than 5-5.
Oh, Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm thinking, that's how sick I am. All right, yep, go ahead, Maddie. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, so we'll start off with the Red Wings. You played them last night. So what did you see out of those guys?
Out of who?
The Golden Knights. Is that who you played last night?
Yeah, the Golden Knights, they jumped out to a two-goal lead on us in both games. You know, they caught us by surprise nap, and they're very fast out of the gate, but then they just can't – I think they're a decent team. They just need to get a full 60 minutes. I believe our constant pressure wore on them in both games, and we were able to battle back once we started really pushing. But they come out the gate flying, and like I said, we were down 2-0 in the first game and in the second game, and we just managed to impose our will a little bit, and they finally surrendered, and we just started getting the puck in the net.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played him yet. I haven't seen him, you know what I mean? So it's hard to comment on the team, but it seems like they're still trying to figure themselves out a little bit. I mean, I've seen them go on a little bit of win streak, and then they kind of drop a few, and some they drop badly, but some they are really close. What do you think this team should do, like, if they continue on this path? I mean, we know 8 out of 10 teams make playoffs, and yeah, you can kind of coast, but you also don't – I don't think you want to end up in that 7 or 8 spot. You're going to have a tough matchup right off the bat. But,
right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm not quite – what would you – if you had to give advice on what you think they need to upgrade on playing them, what would you think?
I would think they – you know, I think they just need to work on their team D in the zone. It seemed to be that they had a strategy of they were going to just clog the middle in front of the net. You know, they had, like, all five guys basically
yeah.
in front of the net, and they were leaving our Ds open. So once we kind of figured that out, we started sliding the puck up to the Ds up on the boards, which was forcing either the Ds would take the shot if they had the good shot at the time, or they would hold it and force them to come up out of the crease and then pass it back down, and then we'd be able to have a little more action down low, whereas I think they might just have to get their set up in their own zone a little better, and they might be able to get some more wins. They were kind of a little scrambly in there, if you get my drift.
Yeah, so you're saying they basically kind of collapse in the zone
right.
around the net, and so you just stretch them out by passing it up.
Exactly, yeah, that's what we finally started to do, was stretch them out in the thing, because they weren't allowing us to get to the net and everything like that until we started using the boards and using the D.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's I find a lot of the NHL teams are kind of doing that collapse thing. It's just about which team can kind of break it faster, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to really touch on this team. I mean, I know it's obviously we can't really look at the stats because they're not up and running yet. Hopefully this week, for those people that are wondering. I know there are some issues with the API, and apparently it was trying to, like, kick him out or something like that, kick him out from grabbing it. It's some weird – can't go too much detail in it, but, yeah, essentially that was kind of what's happening, so that's why it's even delayed further. But once we get him up
– I read that the other day. Basically, EA was trying to prevent him from pulling the stats, and he had to go through, like – he had to, like, create another way to do it, which he did.
Yeah,
so
I mean, once he gets it set, it'll be quick and easy because everything will just update instantly, right? Yeah, a little bit slow off the start here. And, yeah, we're sorry for the inconvenience. People wondering about the stats, but for sure.
Well, we're talking about that. Just to get off subject a little bit, I wonder if that's maybe a little political type thing, you know what I mean, as far as the hockey leagues go, because the other league, the big league, has had the exclusive rights to do that. And we've kind of came out and advertised that we were also going to start doing that. I wonder if that was something that's fucking Big Brother got a little upset and maybe put a call in, and then they started searching and they try to fucking prevent us from doing it. You know what I mean?
Really, right?
It's just something that I started to think about when I seen the thing in the website chat that we have.
I will say a few things, though, where, like, that's fine. That could be obviously a real excuse on to why it's not working, but I've also played a lot of LG teams in club and stuff, and I don't see them with their jerseys, and supposedly they're supposed to have the hookup with EA that sends them all the jerseys and stuff, and I haven't seen it yet, but
I'm not
100% sure.
Just this weekend when we were messing around, we made a mess around club so no one had to use their Moose Club, and we were matching up with NHL fucking LG teams in a low-tier club. Like, what the hell?
No, exactly.
They didn't have no uniforms, no nothing.
That's just it. And they've always been talking about how since, you know, last year they all got the bags sent to their clubs and stuff, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, who knows? But get back on track here. We'll move on from the Knights and we'll go to the Sharks. 4-5-1 also. I haven't played them. I played them tonight. Be able to touch on this next week. Be able to talk about them a bit better. Have you played the Sharks at all yet?
We have. We played them. We beat them pretty handedly. One of their guys, I believe, Rage quit the league. I believe Monster Rage quit the league. He said he couldn't deal with it. It was too much pressure. He needed to get ready for LGCHL. Give me a laugh on your little give me a cue on that one. Because that's a joke.
That's just it. I mean,
but
here, I'll throw it
they didn't have Thank Show in that series. I think if they had Thank Show in our series, it would have been a tighter series. I mean, surprise me. Seems to be doing all he could to try to keep it as close as he could.
Yeah, I mean,
it just became too overwhelming. And, you know, some of those teams, you can only hang around for so long, and eventually you're just going to impose your will, you know, on a mistake. You're going to capitalize on a mistake.
That's just it. So, I mean, it's to touch on this Monster thing, yeah, he said he's done with MHL. It's hurting his confidence going into LG, and it's like, what? You know, you know, people.
If you
people
can't make
sit here
it
call,
here, then you're not going to make
yeah.
it in LG, bro.
If people
Sorry.
Want to sit here and call, you know, it all, oh, it's a banana league, and then you're leaving because you're getting smashed in it, so you got to go focus on LG, because it's not, I'll tell you right now, CHL LG is just as much as banana league as any other small league, so.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't
There's
kid yourself.
One, same as. There's a handful of good teams, and the rest of them are all fucking mediocre and not good, you know?
So, yeah, play the Sharks tonight. Be able to, I mean, it's kind of a revenge game possibility. I mean, we made a trade. Like, we took Jelber from them, and they got Crazy Yeti, and then, of course, Lappy for TC. But, you know, it could be a little bit of a revenge game for somebody.
You want to call that a trade? I want to call that a trait. They got fleeced.
I'm not going to comment on that.
But anyway.
But yeah, so we'll see tonight. And I mean, who knows? Maybe another write-up will be coming. Maybe not. You know, we'll see, I guess. I need
a
break.
You know, where they didn't have a left winger. Now they have a left winger. You know what I mean? Because Joe Birdie's not really a left winger.
No, exactly. And Yeti played
honestly,
our first series. And
you know,
he had like three goals.
Guys, like Thank Show or surprise me to play on their offside because those are your two big money guys that are you're gonna run your offense through. You can't have them playing off position because they have to be at their best position to do what they can do. And I think maybe if Yeti can give them the games, then I think he'll fit in nicely with Thank Show and surprise me and have himself a really good year. But
yeah.
Darius is a good to decent goalie, you know. I think they're lacking, like a lot of teams in the league, on defense.
No, that's just it. I mean, we have a matchup at the Sharks in EASHL one night, and they only had three. I think there's three members from their team, and I believe two of them were out of position than normal. But, I mean, we won, and then...
Took my shit?
Yeah, that was the game you left mid-game for a good period or whatever it was. But yeah, I mean, there was some drama obviously in there. It seems like the Lightning have become the hated team of the Moose, which is fine, I guess. But, yeah, that's really all you can say about the Sharks. I mean, without stats and stuff in our hands, we just kind of speculate. I haven't played them correctly yet, so I'll know better tonight. But yeah, we can move on.
I think
on
it
to
all depends
next.
On how good Yeti, they have the firepower there that they can outscore a lot of these other teams that don't have the named players that have done it here season after season, like Thank Show and surprise me. And if they can get Yeti to get on the same page with them, they're going to win a lot of 8-7 games and high scoring games, but they have the firepower to do what this team does, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I just make sure our team is all ready. You know, I'm not sitting here, thinking it's a cakewalk and, oh, we're looking forward to tomorrow. It's every team, you got to take it seriously. I mean, you never know in this game, right, where it's going to go.
Right.
So that brings us
– again, going back to the odd loss with the Blades. That's one of the things. I think my team took them lightly. I think they figured they didn't have to play disciplined, and they got caught, and it cost us a game.
Oh, exactly. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for the Sharks. I mean, we can move on to the last 4-5 and 1 team, and that's the Ducks. My team's played them twice now. I've played in one of the series, and I didn't play last night. Yeah, what do you want? Do you want to start off with these team, Taylor? I mean, we had the trade. They did the trade this week, looking to try and shake up their team a bit with the scrub.
That's also another deal. I think they got fleeced on that deal too. I think Finn got taken advantage of being a new captain. You know, I was actually in some conversations with them here and there during that day, and you know, I think he made a bad deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, it was Race Boy, Gene Belcher, and Jim from Files traded for Scrub, Grew, and Don't Hate. I mean, both teams after the trade lost last night, so.
I'm scratching my head because it's like he traded full-time guys for part-time guys, and I just don't know. Race Boy's good, but he's part-time, and it's been known that he's had shitty availability. So I think you would have to say, I would assume their forward line is SBDR, Maserati, and Finn? No, because Finn can't play when SB plays, unless they do Finn at left wing, SB at center, and then Maserati on the right wing. That would probably be the best lineup, I would have to say.
Well, I believe the line ran last night was Maserati center, in right wing, and then SBDR left wing.
Now you got your captain playing out of position.
Yeah, well,
center. From center to his wing, it's not that much of a difference because you can still make those cuts and those switches with your winger. But when you take a left winger who primarily plays left winger and you put him on the right side, it just throws the whole movement off of the game, in my opinion. It's a big change.
Yeah, for sure, man. I don't know, man. I think the Ducks need to do something. They don't have much going for them, I don't think. You know, offensively, they don't have anybody to,
yeah, they get,
you know,
blown
if that's,
out every
that's,
game. The
I mean,
defense
if,
is
if that's
evidently
your
atrocious.
Line, that's your starting line. You're only putting up a goal kind of thing, you know. Then you maybe start – it could be, like you said, it could be a defensive thing. Maybe the defense isn't getting the puck out and stuff, right?
Right.
On top of getting beat and all this other stuff, you know what I mean? So – you know, maybe they traded the wrong D-man, you know, but maybe that's the only D-man they could have traded also, right?
Yeah.
I mean
there's been some talk about Scrub and his defense, but I've played with Scrub, and Scrub needs a guy low for him. Scrub struggles making those long passes, just like mostly every D guy does. There's not very many D guys, unless they're skating and then making the long pass where they got some momentum into the pass. But if they're in the corner and you got your forwards all jetting out of the thing, you can't blame a D guy if he's freaking turning the puck over. Yep, you can a little bit, but you got to shorten up the passes for the D guys. That's your best weapon getting out of the zone, is make the passes short for your D guys. And that's where Scrub's at his best, when he has someone short, giving him that easy out of the zone.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, when we played them the first time he was in that game, they still lost, but at least there was him to be able to skate it up and out if he needed it, right?
Right.
But I don't know where they get that from now, right? Like I said, I wasn't in the games last night without him there, so I'm not sure what happened, but by the scores and the way my team was talking in team chat last night, it's pretty quick and easy, so yeah, we'll see. I mean, Lightning play them one more time, so hopefully they can stop the trifecta of write-ups coming, because I have, put two write-ups on them for now. So, yeah, that's really all it is to really say about that team.
All right, moving along.
Yeah, so next two teams we have are Red Wings and Hitmen, both at 5-5, if I'm reading this. Am I missing a team? Who?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so 5-5, Red Wings, Hitmen. We'll start with the Hitmen. This is another team, man. They started off really well, 5-1. They came in Thursday against the Lightning, which is my team. And ever since, you know, it's 2-1 after two, but ever since they wanted to come into chat, it's been a downhill spiral for these guys. You know, they came into chat, challenged us, essentially, saying we were lucky that we were up by a goal and ended up putting in 9, making their goalie rage quit.
What was that?
Yeah. Sorry?
Call a spade a spade. That's a tough thing. You need a damn occasional save.
Yeah.
When that happens.
Fucking...
4 goals and 16 shots.
That's just it. I mean,
you're tired of the 25% rule.
And that's profits of rage. I mean, leaving. I mean, he has a history of that. He said, and some people have said, that he lagged out. It's like, what are the chances? Like, you know what I mean? That's just what I really think about it. What are the chances that it happened to lag out after the 9th goal was scored?
Yeah.
You know,
enough is enough. You know, the guy got carried to a cup on your all-defensive team that year, and I haven't been able to play, whether it's a club game, a 12s lobby, any type of thing. This guy fits his name. He rages out, and he never takes responsibility that he's not as good as he thinks he is. So, if he's gone,
he's gone.
If not, I don't know what to say.
Well, that's just it. I mean, it was just rough. But, I mean, since those games, the Hitmen are 5-5, drops last night, too, after making the trade. I don't know if they should have made the trade. I mean, they were 5-3 after week one. I mean, I believe Scrubs brought to maybe replace that goalie position, because I believe Profits is now gone. Yeah, it's one of those things where maybe they are forced to make a trade, but it kind of sucks because, 5-3 first week,
Cougar,
and now you're starting off 0-2.
Isn't Cougar Hunter a goalie?
Yeah, but I don't think he wants to play all 10 or 8 or whatever. I don't know what they have for reserves.
So you think they're going to do like a platoon thing with him and Scrub? Because I know Scrub ain't going to be down to play a full ride. He doesn't want to play a full ride in net.
Well, I assume they'll be rotating. Maybe Scrub takes four or six games in net, and Cougar takes the others.
Right.
And then maybe Scrub takes or plays four in net, two out. You know, who he played out last night,
right.
I believe he played deep for them last night. It's one of those things, man. The Hitmen need to figure it out because they're starting a downward spiral. You know, are they forcing the puck too much to Bo, or what do you think? Like, they could be relying on Bo too much.
Well, from what I was seeing from the chat is that they had J.T. Cross manning up on Bo, and they were trapping.
Okay.
So, basically, I believe they were force-feeding the puck to Bo all the time, and they were just collapsing on Bo. But then, eventually, they switched it up, and went on the other side, and they were having a better time getting the puck in on the other side.
Yeah, I believe the games were close. I know somebody was saying it was like 2-0, and then the other one was,
within
a goal or two also. So.
They were close.
So, I mean, yeah, it's one of those things that they just need to, you know, maybe they're a trade away. It sucks that they lost their starting goalie over one game, essentially, right? Like, shit happens sometimes, you know, sometimes you just don't play the best. But, yeah, it's kind of sucks for the Hitmen. I mean, they started off really strong. Now they've kind of fallen a bit. They're still right in the middle, obviously. But yeah, I guess that kind of brings us into our next team with the Red Wings, 5-5, they played last night, like you touched on. This is a team that has made a bit, I believe they made some trades, but I think it was more of, they called up Dad's Life and dropped Tyus Foss. They traded Dangles for Minnie Wick with the Hitmen. What do you think about this team? Have you guys played them yet, or?
Nope, we'll play him tonight. I still think they're keeping their highest paid player on the bench is just freaking ridiculous. But whatever.
Yeah, Mr. Master. Wow, maybe he draws in the lineup tonight, you know?
Maybe.
But yeah, the dangles for Minnewick, I guess, makes sense if they're looking for a center. I don't think Minnewick's the best center playing against him. He kind of sits high, cheats a lot, cherry picks a lot. But Hittman got a right wing to play with Bo. You know, they could be still figuring out their chemistry just to go back to the Hittman there. But, I mean, Red Wings so far, you know, since the trades and call-up, I mean, 2-0, start off the week, and I guess we'll just keep a watch and see how they do tonight and then the rest of the week also.
We'll see what happens tonight. Well, they can't come out with and pull that stuff that they pulled on Bo and try to shut one person down because we're not a one-person lineup. So they can try to take me out on the left side. They could try to take Vachon out on the right side, or they could try to take Kevin out. Pick your poison.
Yeah, exactly. That's just it. So, I mean, really just comes down to what strategies they play and how well they play together. I mean, there's really not much else to say about it, right? Like, they're 5-5. They're right there. I mean, they were 3-5 before last night. So
yeah, they're making a push. They got to 500, and now we got to see where they go for the rest of the week.
That's just it. You take a week, and you just try and win the week. Get a week, right? And that's what you got to do to make playoffs. Get yourself in a good spot. So yeah, that brings us to the third place team with the Griffins at 6-2-2. This is a team it's hard. I haven't played them either yet. We obviously know they have the two forwards and then not much else, but they seem to be playing well together. I mean, 6-2-2. I don't know if the Lightning or Avalanche have played them yet.
Yeah, we played them. We played them the first week, and we took two from them.
Okay, so like two in regulation. So I guess outside of the top team,
it was two, not even close, by at least a field goal both games.
So, yeah. So what I'm thinking then is the T's forwards are outscoring the bad teams, bad defense on some teams, but they can't really do it on the other side. You know what I mean? Like when they go up against somebody. That's
they made a trade. They did pick up a goalie who's got some phenomenal three stats. Let's see what he can do in sixes. So
yeah, that's just
they
it.
Picked
I mean,
up
they
Stoner.
They come up and sold Mike, which could solidify their goalie issues. I know they've been rolling with Jets Killer on D, and Marty has been playing the D.
Well,
so
here's the thing that could work out for them. I know we had a little laugh about the three stats that Stoner has, but if you think about it, in a team that is lacking defensively, what are you going to see? A lot of 2-on-1s, 3-on-1s. What do you see in threes? All 2-on-1s, 3-on-1s. So that might be the goalie that's going to give you that, what do we call it all the time, that, you know, pickup save. You know what I mean? He's going to give him the pickup saves that he needs because he's used to seeing guys coming in on him fucking either all alone or with plenty of ice. So
no, exactly.
We'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, it's tough to kind of judge some of these teams that we haven't played yet. I mean, I feel after week two, I think everybody should have played pretty close anyway. Everybody won. And then we can kind of break it down a bit more. But
I haven't played yet is you guys and the Griffins after. No, I played the Griffins. So,
yeah.
I haven't played everybody except for you guys after tonight.
I think for the Lightning, we haven't played Avs. We're going to play the Sharks tonight. Red Wings, we haven't played. Knights, we haven't played. And Griffins, we haven't played.
The Red Wings have a gauntlet this week. You know, they passed the first test last night by playing the Hitmen.
Beating
they have
the
us Hitmen tonight. And then I forget who they play. And then after our series, they have you Wednesday night, I believe. So
yeah, so they play us Wednesday.
It's a big week for them. We could actually know where they are.
No, exactly.
By the end of this week.
Yeah, and we'll be able to talk about it. I know there's been a lot of chatter about who can score 100 points and who can, blah, 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 all that. In the end, it's all talk. I mean, everybody can talk all they want, but just try and prove it on.
You know, I kind of trolled the guy a little bit in the chat, but you know what? It's all hype. What are you supposed to say? Oh, I'm not going to fucking do anything. I mean, he might have carried it over a little overboard with what he was putting out there, but I get it. You know, he wants to say, I'm going to do my thing and fucking be happy about his team, so
nobody's going to come in and be like, yeah, I'm going to score 30 points this season.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, that'll take us to number two team. I mean, it's your team. I'll let you go ahead. And you guys are 9-1 after last night. What are your thoughts on this team, on your team, I guess?
On my team. The only thing on my team that we get stuck in bad spots at times, because on some of these teams we can't just impose our will on them and play run and gun hockey, which drives me bananas. You know, I don't like playing that style. It's winning us games now. We're winning games now on raw talent alone, where I feel we need to get our cycling and our A game back. And that's hard to do because I have a very busy team as far as people with families, people with work, people with this. It's like we never play together, ever, except for be lucky if we get one warmie before a series starts, and then we're on the ice. You know, that's my biggest worry with my team right now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thrilled with my goaltending. You know, I got Mason, who's been a beast, and I got Clumsy Ninja filling in on the odd nights, who's, you know, making some incredible saves and keeping us in games. Like last night, we gave up too early. He made some great saves, pick-me-up saves that we needed him to make. And then, you know, you never know, that third goal goes in. That could be the end of it, you know what I mean? But he was making those saves until we made our push and pushed forward and got those wins last night. So I'm happy about that.
Well, that's just,
I just would like
to
get the chemistry going, because I play more with you guys, with your team, than I do my own team. You know what I mean? And you guys are grinding and grinding and grinding, always playing together before the games, after the games, on the weekends, you know. So I know for a fact that you guys are way far ahead of us as far as developing team chemistry.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
that's a little worrisome.
That kind of brings us into the last team then, with mine, seeing as we haven't really played each other, know what each other's about for the most part. Yeah, my team plays together all the time, and I'm talking like everybody, like it, not just, you know, the three or four. It's normally our whole team's rotating nights, or sometimes we have all seven or eight people and we rotate in and out of games. And I believe with my team that there is no first, second, third line, whatever you want to call them. It's, you know, I believe with my team, when I'm not in there or when whoever's not in there, we should still keep the competitive, right, with winning or at least being close. I don't expect any of our lines to get blown out or anything like that.
Right, that's what I'm impressed with your team, the communication, the way you can bounce off each other with what you want to do and correct each other without anybody's ego getting in the way of someone trying to give someone some constructive criticism by saying, hey, you know, let's change this up, you know, this ain't working.
No, exactly. So, I mean, that's really where my team is, and maybe that's why we're out flying a bit here at the start. Is that, and like you said earlier, I mean, even before the draft, what there's Luckton, Spoon, and myself, and Mullet playing a lot of times together
both
anyway.
Both our teams was basically made of the group that we were all grinding with from beta to...
Yeah, right from the start, so...
To the draft,
we,
you know?
That's why I'm interested in Tuesday to see how that grind goes. I'm not looking forward to it because, you know, trying really hard at the game sometimes just isn't what I want to do. So we'll see what happens.
Right, right.
Tomorrow. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the team breakdown. I mean, we can bring Mike in here now. We can go over this survey to end this show. It's a little bit long survey, but that's all right. We can get some reactions. Mike, you still there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yep. If you could, talk louder, that'd be perfect, but...
Yep.
The call-in number, if anybody's interested in giving us a call and joining the conversation or got any questions they want to ask before we end the show, the number is 914-219-0869. Give us a call.
Yeah, so, Mike, go ahead. Take it away with your whatever you got to say about your survey you put out there.
Yeah, so... here so that maybe it's a little better for you guys to hear me. So I sent you guys a message and you couldn't quite figure out a good way to put it up on the website, so I uploaded all the pictures and put them in to a Flickr album, sent them to you, just put them in the chat there too. First one is, you know, I wanted to know what team won the draft. What did everyone think? Pretty significant majority, or plurality really, felt that the Avalanche won. 33% of everyone who voted said Avalanche. What do you guys think about that?
I disagree, but I can see why people did it, right? They look like they stole some players. It's just a matter of those players working out. And so far, they're 9-1, so you can't say it's wrong so far, right? I'm a little bit more surprised on some of the other numbers, to be honest, because I got them up here. But I'll let you talk about, unless you want me to talk about it, unless you want to go through all of them, you let me know.
No, I mean, I just whatever you guys want to hit on, just wanted to bring it up one by one. I mean, I thought it was interesting that pretty much everyone at least got one vote except for the Bruins and the Hitmen.
Yeah, which is, I mean, yeah, that is weird, actually. You think some people would, you could see every team getting one because you think of the whole, I'm going to vote for my team because we're going to win kind of thing, but it's weird that those two, I mean, Hitmen are 5-5 and they got 0%.
Yeah. What do you think about the Griffins being up there with you with the Lightning, though?
Yeah, I don't know how you say the Griffins won when they spend 85 bods on two people. I mean, I don't know.
I'll put it this way, they have two studs and they have nobody else.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how that's winning the draft, but hey man, I guess it really just depends on how people took the voting,
like,
and stuff, right?
I'm not trying to dog anybody on that team, but out of that whole lineup, the only players that I would remotely even think about bidding on or putting on my team are a Jelly and Hudler. Nobody else wouldn't even bother.
Yeah. And then, so next question, what team lost the draft? Got Blades with the most votes, 23%. You guys agree, disagree?
I would agree. I believe they probably put some trust in some friends, and now it's kind of biting them in the butt. But, yeah, I would have to say that because me and Bella had conversations on this. I thought for sure, because they play with Saint Show every night, that Saint Show was going to be their primary guy to play with Kush and Hoots. But they didn't even drop a bid on the kid. So it kind of was a head scratcher to me.
Well, that's just it. I mean, I don't get how. Like, we thought they were going for Sanctuary the whole time. And, I mean, in the end, they had plenty enough bods to go get him.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't make any sense that they let him go. I mean, maybe they thought their friends and stuff were going to go for bigger money, but that obviously didn't happen. Yeah, some of these other votes, too. I mean, I'm kind of – I'll let you get to them, Mike, but –
I just wanted to put it out there because I figured it was going to be interesting for you guys to see.
The Blades are just so handicapped right now; they can't even make moves. They have all that bod, but there's no trade out there for them. The only commodity they have now is Blue Liner, and they want way too much for Blue Liner, which they're looking for a blue chip player, and Blue's not worth trading a blue chip forward for. Sorry.
No, exactly. But yeah, with some of these other things, I'm curious how much personal feelings come into some of this voting. You know what I mean? That'd be my real question on
absolutely
some of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Because you got
one thing I thought
Avalanche losing
only
the draft and stuff. And, but
yeah, well, I mean, one thing that I thought was interesting was the Golden Knights. Only 3% voted that they won, that the Golden Knights won the draft. But then no one voted that the Golden Knights lost the draft.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people just aren't thinking about them at all or what.
That's just it. And then you have Avalanche lost the draft 3%. Lighting, as Lupton likes to spell it, lost 6%. And then you have Griffins, who won 17% but lost 17%.
Right.
Like, what the hell?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we can spend as much time on these as you want, but if you want to move to the next one, I wanted to get an idea. I felt like a lot of people, you know, they get drafted and then they see, you know, what some of the other teams look like and they go, oh man, if I could get traded to this other team, that'd be great. So, if you had to get traded, which team would you most want to get traded for? It looks like you guys are right up there at the top. The Lightning had 29%, Avalanche 23%. You guys are rocking the most desirable teams there for you.
Right. Just to go on more of that too, though, then you have you have Lighting not winning the draft. You have them 6% losing, but then they beat the Avalanche, who won the draft. In where you'd want to go?
Yep.
Makes
I think some of that might. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm not even looking at your guys' rosters, but I wonder how much of that is just personal. Personal feelings, just people that they would want to play with, as opposed to, you know, what, where they have better chances winning. I don't know.
That's just it. I mean, I think we need to. I think we need to release the who voted for who, Mike. I think that's what.
I actually don't. I didn't ask. I didn't require email addresses or anything.
Let's just see. Were they taking this test during the, what they like to call in the Moose Chat, early in the morning with their wake and bake? Were they wake and baking and taking this poll, or what? Were they like,
that I don't think so. Because I can, the one thing that I can't see, I don't know if you ever done like a Google poll, Google survey where you can see.
Yeah,
I
had
the
timestamp.
Yep, we got the timestamp. Not a whole lot of wake and bake there going on. A lot of them, you know, were came right after I would plug it. So, not too much of that. I want to skip ahead. There wasn't a whole lot going on with the team that you would least likely, or at least like to get traded to, because it's pretty much all over the place on that one. It looks like every team got at least one vote that people didn't want to get traded to them. So. Looks like the Griffins were pretty high up there. Blades again, which makes sense because people were saying Blades lost the draft. Apparently Lighting aren't, you know, have a few people that don't want to get traded to them as well. But if you want to skip ahead, looks like the Avalanche got 51% for most regular season points as far as prediction.
Yeah, by 51%, jeez. And then the next closest is Lighting, but barely 14%. The others 9%. I mean, I guess we'll find out. I mean, I like it, bro. I like being the underdog. I'll take the underdog role all day. It'll make my life better.
Brady, with that shit, like sitting there on your perch saying the underdog, my ass.
Yeah, you're
fucking out of here.
We're going by community.
I'll show you
vote.
A chart a little bit later on that'll show you that you're not at all an underdog.
Well, then this one doesn't make sense either.
Actually, if you want to skip ahead a little bit, there's a bar. The first bar graph you're going to see is which two teams will meet in the MHL Cup Finals. And this is the one where I'm going to tell you, you know, where I'm showing you, you're not exactly an underdog, you fell. By a pretty overwhelming majority, people voted that we were going to see the Avalanche and the Lightning in the MHL Cup Finals. I don't know if you guys have pulled it up, but Yeah. And it was, I mean, you guys can see it wasn't even really close. And so, of course, we got the Avalanche with predicted to win the Cup.
Yeah, 4% say them. And, yeah, Ducks 11%. Ooh. Golden Knights 0%. What the hell? Blades lost the draft, but Golden Knights aren't going to win anywhere close to the Cup.
Well, Golden Knights is that team. It's that team that no one's thinking about. You know, it's the one where only they got like one vote for won the draft. They got no votes for lost the draft. People just aren't thinking about it. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. One question go ahead.
No, I was just saying that's just funny how some of these things break down and stuff. But, yeah, no, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, one question I kind of wanted to ask people to get a sense of where they thought, you know, how happy they are with where they landed. The vast majority of people were pretty stoked with who drafted them. The question was, on a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you to have been drafted by your team? Most people were a 10. We got a few people around the 7s and 8s. We had a few people who were very unhappy, apparently, and a couple people hanging out in the middle. But really, the vast majority were pretty happy. And actually, a lot of people, you know, then I asked how they felt about their bot value. A lot of people felt that it was pretty spot on. There were a couple people that felt that they were overpaid, a couple people underpaid, but really the majority felt that they were pretty fairly assessed.
I would like to see is the people that put I'm extremely underpaid. That's what I'm curious.
Yeah, right.
About. Yeah. That's what I'd like.
Well, if you want to move to the next one, we might hurt some feelings with this next one. The next one's the most overpaid player. I don't know if you come up on the bar graph. Yep. So a lot of people got you know, one or two votes here. A couple people that I know I think have bailed on the season already. Is it? Did I hear right that Satan Gator has bailed? Did I hear that right? Or
no?
He bailed
so,
from the chat, but he's still in the team chat.
I gotcha. So he's still around, but yeah, Hoodler. I mean, there was a lot of. I remember there being a lot of talk in the chat that Hoodler was overpaid, and well, the people have spoken on that one. What do you guys think about this list of the overpaid players?
100% Hoodler. I mean, nothing against Hoodler, but 40's outrageous. Jelly also, I agree with. Blue Liner was high also. Mini Wick, yeah, and then surprising. I mean, I'm fine with all top five of those guys being up there in the top five.
I thought it was interesting how many people got votes for most overpaid players.
How'd you get a vote, Bill? You ain't even in the draft, bro.
Yeah, I was. I'm not a captain, bro.
I know.
It's surprising how many people were voted as overpaid when they were under 15 bots. You know, B-Roos at 11, Vanny at 13, Scrub at 13, Jalbert at 13.
I do know that Atree voted for me as overpaid. I don't know if that's one vote I got or if there's more on there, but he told me himself that he did that. So.
Yeah, I remember he came to the party and said that.
You guys want to look at the next one, Steal the Draft?
Yeah, let's do it. Steal the Draft. Go ahead, Michael. Let you announce who the Steal the Draft.
I mean, you got the vast majority or the most votes went. Is it Vachon? How do you guys pronounce that?
Vachon.
Yeah.
Vachon. Which I thought was surprising only because, you know, I mean, that's a relatively high bod count. I mean, not high, but it's not. I wouldn't say 22 is low by any means. So, you know, if people are saying that's a steal at 22, then, you know, he must be a hell of a player.
Well, the guy's been all over the top of the leaderboards every season he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything
else?
Anything
other ones
sticking out?
You got Felty Pack for a steal at one. Yeah, he could have been higher, but I don't know how much higher. And it's hard to say a steal if he's only a couple bods smaller than he should have been. Scally's an interesting one with him getting dropped because he didn't put availability in this week, so he's not playing this week. Everyone on title team is
out.
Everyone on title team. I mean, Monster got
There's a couple of my guys in here, I would have to say that even though Vachon was a steal, I think an even bigger steal that I got, because this guy, quite honestly, is probably the best defensive right D currently playing in the league at Derek G and R. But, I got Derek for a dollar. For
Bod. Is he just unknown? Is that how that happened?
He's
not unknown
guy.
To me. He's an old Moose vet, and the guy was a beast before, and he's a beast still. He just sits back there, and he just plays defensive D, and he can break the puck out. I mean, he's everything you would want from a defensive defenseman.
Yeah, so.
Next one, I asked who were your most surprised to see get drafted? These were all over the place, but Jets Killer came in at number one. People were most surprised that Jets Killer got drafted. Soul Mike Ebba, and then just a long list of people who got one vote. Like
Scrub, JT Cross. This is all totally fucked.
I was just
going to
say,
all
I see some
trolls
in there. Yeah.
Scrub,
JT
Cross,
yeah.
Jelly, Maserati, Ace QC,
Saini,
Saini. Bell.
I think this is the one. This is definitely the one that got trolled.
This
hardest.
Is definitely the troll. That's a troll hard one there.
For sure. Next one, the player most surprised that they didn't get drafted. This one, I wasn't surprised to see this based off all the chatter in the Discord with Piggy getting 12 votes on this. Lappy next. ACDC. Drew. I think the thing that was most interesting to me was the fact that, you know, to me, this chart reflects what the chatter was in the Discord after the draft, and so I was surprised that Lappy didn't get snagged up until the fourth round of that TC draft.
There must be more to it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you on the rumor mill from what I've heard from my ongoings on why Lappy didn't get, because he's not a team guy.
Gotcha.
He's an LT puck hog guy that kills the defense. I mean, that kills an offense.
I gotcha.
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
Because I remember that being a lot of chatter.
I've never played one game with the guy, but this is what I've heard feedback-wise.
Gotcha. Then we get kind of into the real end of season predictions for the for each of these players. Most goals, Jelly far and away out of. I mean, wasn't even close. Everyone's predicting Jelly's going to run away with the most goals in the season. People way behind that. Bo, LeSean, Hudler, even a little bit. Hallmaine. Who's Kevin, by the way?
That's DeRozier.
Kevin's DeRozier, my co-captain.
I gotcha. You know, a couple votes there. SBDR even with one. Maserati with one.
SB, stop voting for yourself, bitch.
Yeah, 100%. Man. Yeah, I'm honestly, I think Teaspoon will probably take out. He's got to be up there. I mean, got to be up in the. He's probably in the 20s, 30s already. So.
Most assists. Hudler is actually in a pretty significant lead with that one. Hudler got
It makes sense because if who's going to be passing Jelly the puck?
Jelly, yep. In fact, with one vote was whoever Jelly plays with. So, you know, that makes sense there.
Yeah, so I'm okay with those two. At least they're accurate where they make sense, you know, where one guy has the goals, one guy has the assists.
Yep.
I have a head-scratcher on Vachon having the most assists because that he's the goal scorer. He's not the playmaker.
Well, I think with the Avalanche, they all just like to push up, so whoever gets the rebound, right, and then goes from there.
Well, Vachon's going to get – he came in number two with most points. You had Jelly at number one, Vachon at number two, your co-captain there, number two, Hudler number – you know, with two –
Blue Liner. Did Blue Liner vote for himself?
It's possible. Very
whoever
possible.
Voted Kevin and spelt his name wrong, he'd probably have a couple more. It'd probably be tied with Vachon if he gets his point that's on the top where it's Kevin. Who the fuck?
Penalty minutes. Jets Killer's coming in number one with expected to get most penalty minutes. Jets Killer, Vanishing Point, BC Renton, Blue Liner, Luck 10. Those were the big. Those were the big ones.
Locked in.
Well, I mean, he pokes. He pokes a lot. Well, he used to. I mean, he hasn't really taken any in season, I don't think, yet. So.
Well, I, to be all honest, I don't even know if Vanishing Point has taken a penalty yet, to be honest.
This is it, so. I mean,
He's been pretty disciplined back there.
Then I most think hits, we got – whoops, sorry, go ahead.
I would have to say it would be somebody who hits a lot, which will get lead right into the next thing.
Right. Well, which was surprising because actually Sancho was number one for most hits. And Sancho, only had a vote.
Yep, it would be Sancho. My votes were Sancho and surprised me because they both play hitters.
Yep.
They both play big hitters. And I believe they've been one and two the last couple seasons in having the most hits, which also – leads to having the most penalties because they're going for the hits and they're getting a lot of charging.
Yeah, I'm not sure where Luckton's going to get his hits from, but that guy doesn't hit at all.
Plus minus, I mean, you know, none of these are surprising at this point based off what everyone's saying. Jelly's up there, Vachon, Teaspoon, Maserati. Then we can get to the goalies if you want, title.
Okay. Let's see. What do we got here?
Most wins. Elegant Mullets expected to get most wins.
That doesn't make sense because Colorado's going to finish first.
Then you have
any other goalies? Oh, wait. There's Mason. Mason, Steve Sachs. He's got one.
Well, most people probably voted me in there because before I had the draft that I had, I was going to play goalie, but then I got Mason, Scally, and I have an abundance. I have like five people on my team that can play goalie at a high level. So I haven't actually had to play net yet. So, but I appreciate the votes, everybody. Thank you.
I'm almost thinking like a end of the season episode, we'll be bringing this survey back up and seeing how close everybody was.
That's exactly yeah. what I really wanted to get, kind of like a before and after.
Because I see Satan Gator up in here with, was he sixth? I mean, they have one win so far, so.
Yep.
We'll see it.
Yep.
Someone put Kool-Aid Man up there, man. I ain't seen Kool-Aid Man since Woodstock. That motherfucker got lost, bro, for real.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't been here since old gen. That's definitely a troll vote right there.
Oh, for sure. Goals against average, I mean, you know, your top goalies and everything, these are going to be pretty much the same across the board. But so you got Mullet with goals against average, yourself, Title, Galley, Satan, Gator, and then pretty much same thing with the save percentage.
Yeah, Lisa's more accurate this time, right? Like, it's kind of keeping a theme the way people are voting, so.
Yeah.
Whereas in the team thing, it's just all over the map.
It's definitely Miss Justice having Mason not down at that. He should probably switch spots with me because the guy's a beast.
Yeah.
And he's had his issues in the past in chat and everything, but he's been great in our DR and parties and everything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that all comes along with winning, you know. So.
Yep.
He was really bummed out and mad. That game that we lost, because he did everything possible that we could to win that game. It just got too many odd man rushes, overwhelmed him eventually.
Yep. And wrapping up here, these last few questions I just threw in, just wanted to have a little fun here. First captain or owner to quit and totally screw over his own team.
They might have this right.
They have you a second.
Why? Like, yeah, okay. Fucking troll.
Title second, Spudweiser, Wicked Martyr.
Yeah, the Bruins actually have two. There's another one down there.
Yep.
You know what? Those are some old school Moose guys that freaking put that there, dude. Because of that time when I had it out with Yambag and I quit in the middle of the fucking draft and told him to fuck
right,
his
man.
Mother.
After Tuesday,
people don't forget,
laughing,
apparently.
You know, this could be accurate, so.
And then next one, who's the first 20 plus Bob player to quit mid-season and totally screw over his team? We had Jelly with number one.
He's going to get most points but quit halfway through. Got it.
Right. Well, you know, it could go either way, I guess. I guess people are really hedging their bets on that one.
Yeah. You have to win, Bell. And Bell,
I know, bro.
Vote.
Imagine.
Jalbert had some votes, which was interesting because he only got 13 bots and, you know, not over 20. Same thing with Vanny. But yeah, Hudler, Ezreal, surprised me.
That's a big name. They got three of my players in there.
Yeah, this
drama
could go really poorly.
I'm on the
Avs.
No,
And then last one, I just put it like an open forum. Just wanted to ask what the biggest drama of the year was going to be. We had Jalbert coming in at number one, Ezreal coming in at number two. We had two votes for just anything having to do with Frenchies, Jelly, Vanny. We had specifically a Piggy and Ace was one specific one, and then Piggy and Ace each got their individual votes.
So that might be, I think that's second based off that, then, aren't they? Second. Actually, might be first.
Yeah.
Two. Yeah, I mean, so far it's been Jalbert, to be honest. I mean, if you look in the chat, it's always Jalbert this, Jalbert that.
Yeah, Ace has been out of the chat. He's actually been pretty decent and solid this year. So good for him. I hope he's happy on his team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's all I got for you guys, but I wanted to do that, like you were saying, Bill. I definitely wanted to get like a kind of before and after, just see how these predictions went for everyone.
Maybe we should do
Maybe
we should do another one. Come up with another one, Mike, for like the halfway point.
When is that?
It would be
after the
next.
All right, you guys just let me know. I'll put a poll out in the field.
Yeah, let's try and get more people to vote on that too. I mean, we have like 100 plus people in the league right now. It'd be nice to get a lot more votes in
there. this was nice. The players vote, I think I had a total of 38 submissions, which I was actually okay with. It was a little on the lower end, but, you know, I mean, any kind of poll or survey, if you're getting, you know, you figure how many guys were drafted.
Yeah, there's 100, yeah. 100 on every team after the draft, with including captains, and then you got the TCs and stuff, right? So it's about 150, 160 people.
Yeah, but as far as the actual initial draft, I mean, that was less than 100, right? There were
so it'd be about 80 people, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it was almost 40. It was almost half of you know, the number that was drafted. So I was all right with it. Would definitely like to get more though. Those captains, owners, I got less than half of them too. So you guys can get on them to do that one.
Yeah, I like stuff like this. This stuff is really what the league needs, more stuff like this.
Well, there you go. You guys got
definitely,
it.
I like it. It's interesting. You know, next time we need to, maybe some people need to put their names on some of these things so we can be like, what the hell are you thinking? You know?
I wanted to make an email requirement just so people couldn't vote like more than once or anything. But and I was like, no, I don't want to. I want people to get there and be like, I'm not put in my freaking email and then just not do it.
Well, you also hope that people are a bit more truthful when they do it because it's anonymous, right? And that's what you kind of hope for. So
for sure, yeah, for sure. You mean you don't think people are truthful when they say that you're most likely to quit?
I mean, I definitely think there's some troll ones in there. You know what I mean? You know, I mean,
yeah,
I think
probably.
We could all agree on some of that.
Yeah, for sure. All right,
but,
guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming
on, Mike.
Good luck
for your game tonight.
Thanks for coming on. We'll have to have you back when you do another one. You also.
Sounds good.
Yeah, have a good night, man.
All right, boys. Bye.
All right, later.
All right. Title, is that really it for us, too, I think?
I think
nothing really.
I think
else,
so.
But
went through everything.
Yeah, we'll get this show back on Saturday. We'll go back over this week and whatever else has happened.
Some trades, drops, rage quits, whatever.
Let's hope some the stats are working or something like that so we can have a little bit more to talk about with teams. It's a bit tougher when you...
We're open to inside gossip too, boys, so feel free to let the DMs fly. Give us something to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to message us during the week and you got something to say or want something for us to talk about, do that too.
You
man.
Got some
like
locker room drama going on or whatever, you know? Let us
call
know.
Hold it on, Miss Man. We're not going to put your
get
name
it all
on.
Out. Yeah, absolutely. 100% anonymous.
But yeah, so that's it for us. We'll be back Saturday. Let you guys know what time roughly, but it'll be earlier Saturday afternoon kind of thing. And yeah, everybody have a good rest of your week and night tonight. And let's just keep rolling through the season.
Later.
Paper page.